United States will turn off. Use marijuana for the first time. Some, as shown, will be infants, given the drug by their dope-taking parents. Others will get it in grammar school, often from older brothers or sisters. Many junior high school students will have smoked marijuana before they go on their first dates. Marijuana is a social disease, mainly affecting our youth. If no remedy is found, half of our young people may be so crippled by drug abuse within the next few years that they will never be able to function as effective members of society. Please reflect on that statement, because none of us can truly comprehend such a disaster.
We'll be right back. Greetings. You're tuned into the hard stuff. I'm Tom D. It's time once again for us to delve into the world of forgotten hard rock history. Now, this could be the McAllen working its magic, but I feel like I got a particularly kick-ass show lined up for you tonight. From Dortmund, Germany, and sounding a bit like Joe Walsh and James Gang, we started the show with Epitaph and Paradise for Sale. Let's get back into it now with a soulful little number from a band called Red, White, and Blues. The song, Last Train to Georgia.
We'll be right back.
How's that for a killer set of tunes? Coming across like a female Steve Marriott, that was Inga Rumpf and Frumpy with their 1971 single, Road Riding. Looks like we had a coincidental theme running through that last set. Before Frumpy and Road Riding, we heard Irving Forbush with The Train. And we started that set with Red, White, and Blues and their 1971 single, Last Train to Georgia. Up next, we stay in the year 1971, and we head to the Motor City to hear Savage Grace and their song, Mother's Son.
If you don't watch out, I'll kill your child. I must have been delayed.
We started that set in the Motor City, and we ended up with a song called Chevrolet. That was Stray Dog, with their version of ZZ Top's Chevrolet. Before that, a gentleman by the name of Dick Pollack gave us Deep in My Heart. And that set began with Savage Grace with Mother's Son, taken from their 1971 LP, Savage Grace 2. All right, this next recording gets off to a bit of a rough start, but if you hang in there, it'll be worth it. It's Dream Police with Living Is Easy.
Bubble.
From the UK, that was the Backstreet Band. We heard a 1969 B-side called Daybreak. Before that, also from 1969, it was 5x5 with 15 going on 20. And we started that set with Dream Police and Living is Easy. This next track's got a bit of a BOC vibe, I think. From Sweden, it's Great Ad with She's Got the Fire.
Don't go. Dad turned around, he wasn't there. Apple flying through the sky, ate the corn, spit a pie. Santa Claus was plastic, made a rubber doll with bloody nose. Was tripping in, I knew this cap got busted cause I wore my clothes.
Those last couple of tracks were kind of rough. Hope I didn't harsh your buzz with that set. From 1968, that was Spontaneous Corruption with Freaky Girl. Before that, we heard Free Flight with All Your Love. And we started that set of tunes with Great Ad and She's Got the Fire. Well, that's just about all I got for you tonight. Hope you dug the tunes as much as I did. We're going to close things out with a suitably rockin' number from the band Tour. A song called One of the Bad Guys. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.